Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Garrett.
And I am Maria. Today we are really happy and excited to review our lessons this week with you.
That's right. We're going to look back at all of our great lessons from this last week so we can make sure we don't forget what we learned. Maria, what did we start off with this week?
We started off with an activity lesson. We talked about many indoor activities and outdoor activities.
Right, that lesson was called Let's Do Something. There are many things we can do, whether the weather outside is good or bad. All right, we continued our week with another lesson. What was that one?
That was our Talk About It lesson, and the title was A Trip to the Mountains.
Ooh, I always love a good trip to the mountains, especially with friends. But in this story, they had some trouble.
That's right, and that's because two friends were going on this trip, and a third friend invited himself. He wanted to go too, but that was not the full trouble.
Yeah, he even brought one other friend with him. So that was a lot of trouble. Well, friends, we finished off our week with a culture lesson all about Christmas fun.
That's right. We talked about fun games like Secret Santa, where you can give presents and you have to guess the giver.
Right. You could also do a white elephant gift exchange. There sure are a lot of fun things to do, and you don't need to wait for December 25th. Well, friends, throughout our lesson, we want you to think about today's question. Here is that question. What is one of your Christmas traditions? Think about that, and we'll come back to it later. Right now, we need to go and watch all of our lessons from the week.
What are you doing tonight, Sam?
I'm staying home. The weather isn't very nice.
I know, but you can do a lot of fun things at home.
Yes, you can. I'm having friends over. We can play cards or a board game.
You can do a puzzle or watch a movie, too.
Or we may watch several movies.
I'm also staying home. I can do lots of things.
That's true. You can read a good book.
I like that idea. I can also make a craft, or I can draw, paint, or write poems.
Or you can play video games.
Or I can cook or bake.
True. There are lots of great indoor activities.
Hi, Sarah. Is it cold enough for you?
Yes. Brr. But there's no snow on the ground, so it's a nice day for a walk.
Or a run.
You're going running today?
I might, but I'd have to go home first and change into my running clothes.
Isn't it too cold for running?
Not at all. And I need the exercise. Or maybe I'll ride my bike.
Brr, it is too cold for that.
Maybe, maybe not.
I like outdoor activities such as hiking and biking, but I prefer doing them when the weather is nice.
So you don't enjoy the snow?
Not really. Some people really like sledding and skiing, but not me.
Well, hiking in winter can be fun. If the snow isn't too deep.
Not for me. I'm getting cold standing here. I need to finish my walk.
Okay. See you later.
Bye.
Dylan is telling his friend Levi about his family's cabin.
The cabin is small, but comfortable.
I love being out in nature. Can you take me there sometime?
Sure. Want to go this weekend?
Asks Dylan.
Yes. We can take my car. It's more comfortable than yours.
Great. I'll give you directions on the way. It can be difficult to find.
They start talking about things to bring.
This weekend will be so much fun.
Yeah, I'm so excited about the trip.
Their friend Jack walks up.
Trip? What trip? Dylan and I are going to his family's cabin in the mountains this weekend.
Cool. Can I come?
Dylan and Levi look at each other.
Sure. We can meet at the parking lot at 9 a.m. on Saturday.
Okay, I'll be there.
When Levi arrives on Saturday, Dylan puts his backpack in Levi's car. Then they wait for Jack. When Jack arrives, he has his dog Juno with him. Dylan looks at the dog.
Jack, you can't bring Juno. My family doesn't allow animals in the cabin. And she'll bother the forest animals.
But I can't leave her at home by herself. You be a good girl, okay?
Jack says to Juno. What should Dylan do?
Who did you pick for Secret Santa?
Why should I tell you? It might be you.
Is it?
I can't tell you. It's a secret.
Well, I'll tell. I have Susie. What would be a good gift? I want her to like it.
Susie is easy to buy for. She loves animals and snacks.
Okay. Maybe I'll get her some animal crackers.
Secret Santa is a great game. It's a fun way to share with others.
And make them happy during the holidays.
I enjoy buying little gifts for people.
And surprising them. Will Susie guess me as her Secret Santa?
Who knows? Guessing the giver is part of the fun.
Who picked my name? I wonder.
I know who it is, but you'll have to wait to find out.
Okay, everyone. Let's start the white elephant gift exchange. Does everyone know what to do?
I don't. I've never been to a white elephant gift exchange.
You see all those gifts on the table?
Yes.
We take turns choosing one.
Each person chooses a gift and unwraps it. Sarah, you go first.
Hey, it's a Christmas mug. That's fun.
Now it's your turn, Susie. You can choose a gift or steal Sarah's.
I'll take Sarah's. I've been wanting a new Christmas mug.
So I choose another gift?
That's right.
It's a drawing book.
Your turn, Sam.
So I can steal the book Sarah has or the mug Susie has?
Correct. Or you can unwrap another gift.
Oh. Huh. It's a cool notebook.
Oh. Now it's my turn. I want that cool notebook.
Okay, so I opened the last gift, right?
That's right.
It's Christmas candy! I got the best gift.
Wow.
All right, friends, it's time to review our lessons. Let's start off with that activity lesson. Let's try and make some sentences with our key words from that lesson. Maria, can you try the word puzzle?
Sure. Puzzle. I love to make puzzles with my friends.
All right. Now you give me a word.
Use the word cards.
Cards. Okay. My family often gets together to play cards when it's cold outside.
That was a great sentence. Can you make another one with the word snow?
Snow. Okay. I love to play in the snow when it is winter. All right, friends, try and make your own sentences. And we need to go on to our Talk About It lesson. For this one, we're going to talk about a few different places and ask the question, is it okay to bring a dog? Remember, our characters in the story didn't want to bring a dog.
Yes. Well, the first place is a movie theater. Garrett, is it okay to bring a dog there?
I don't think so. Dogs are not allowed in most movie theaters. They would be too loud. What about a dog park?
Of course, dogs are allowed in parks, but there are some parks that have a certain place for dogs to play and be together.
Right, yeah, dog parks are special. Here's another one. What about a restaurant with outdoor seating where you can sit outdoors?
Yes, many restaurants with outdoor seating allow dogs, but remember to check first.
Right, maybe they'll show on their website. Let's try one more of these. Maria, can you bring a dog into a grocery store?
No, most grocery stores don't allow dogs.
Right, there might be a couple of them in some places. So if you have a dog, enjoy spending time with it. But be careful, you can't bring them everywhere. Now let's go to our Christmas fun lesson. Let's try and use our keywords to tell a fun story one sentence at a time. Maria, start us off.
Amy has a secret.
This secret is not easy to share.
She thought of the secret during the weekend.
She is thinking about the holiday next week.
Do you want to know her secret? She bought a mug for her mom.
I wonder why that's a secret. Well, she doesn't want to tell her brother. She's afraid he's going to steal the mug.
But he finds out, and he steals it, so she bought another one.
And everything was right in the world. Friends, that is a fun little story, and of course you can make your own using some of those great key words that you're learning.
Yes, great job, friends. Keep learning and practicing. Your English will keep getting better and better.
Yes, it will. All right, we'll be back with more in just a moment. First, let's take a quick break.
Let's talk in English.
Welcome back, everyone. We had some interesting lessons this week, including especially that Talk About It story. You know, I don't have a dog, but I imagine if I did, I would really have to think about what places I could go and which ones I couldn't.
Yes, it's always good to ask people if you can bring your dog with you, even if it is just your friend's house.
Yeah, don't just assume things. Some people might be allergic to dogs. They'll get sick if they're around them, or they just don't like being around them.
That is true. Well, we also learned about different fun games that we can play in the Christmas holidays.
Yes, you can play Secret Santa, where you give one gift to one other person, but they don't know who is giving it to them. The more exciting or dangerous version is that white elephant gift exchange.
Well, friends, now let's watch our features.
Hi, I'm Detective Carter. I have a problem. Can I pick your brain? There are four phrases. We need to choose the one that is not the same. Are you ready? The phrases are watch a movie, do a puzzle, go hiking, and bake something. Three of these are usually indoor activities. Which one isn't? It's go hiking. We usually watch movies, do puzzles, and bake indoors. But you can't hike indoors. You can only hike outdoors. So, go hiking is the odd one out. Let's do another one. Go hiking, play in the snow, play football, and play cards. Three of these must be done outdoors, but one is better to do indoors. Which one do we usually do indoors? Play cards is the answer. Going hiking, playing in the snow, and playing football are all activities you do outside. You can play cards outside, but we usually play cards indoors. Thanks for giving me a hand. You helped me find the odd one out. See you next time, friends.
Hi, Grandpa. How are you today?
Great. Really great.
Well, that's good. Are you ready to answer today's question?
Yes, I'm always ready, and I remember everything.
Yes, we know.
So what's the first question?
Where is Dylan taking Levi this weekend?
He's taking him to the family's cabin.
That's right. Do you remember where the cabin is?
Yes, it's outside.
Where outside?
Far away.
Try again.
Oh, now I remember. The family cabin is in the mountains.
Yes, it's in the mountains. So, Grandpa, do you often invite friends to go places with you?
No, not too often.
Why not?
I don't invite them because they always invite me.
Really?
Yes. Grandpa, let's go here. Grandpa, let's go there. Let's go everywhere.
It's nice that friends invite you to go places.
Yes, it is.
Hey, it's time to go.
Go where? To a cabin? In the mountains?
No, it's time to go. We have to say goodbye.
Oh, goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.
The stars come out each night. There's a peaceful feeling in the air. When the sun lights up the day and shines across my way, I know there's someone up above who cares. Shine, shine in the sunshine. Sing, sing. So bright, that make the world so when the stars come out at night. It's a peaceful feeling in the air. When the sun lights up the day and shines across my way, I know there's someone up above who cares. Shine, shine in the sunshine. Sing, sing at the moon tonight. Live your life with all the peace and it was so bright. To make the world so bright. To make the world so bright.
Hi, friends. My name is Sila, and I am very happy to see you here again on What's Next. Let's look at some pictures today and discover what will happen next. Ready, set, let's go!
Aw, this looks like a lovely snow picture. I see a man pulling something in the snow. It's a tree? He is moving a tree that was cut down from the forest. But why is he doing that? Let's find out more information. Oh, I see. It's a Christmas tree, I think. But something is wrong. The tree is too big inside the man's house. The top is bending over, and it looks kind of bad. The woman is not happy about this. She is telling the man to do something about this tree. So, what do you think? What will happen next? Ha! The man sort of fixed the problem. He cut off the top of the Christmas tree. The tree looks kind of bad still. But it does fit in the room better. The top part of the tree is on the table and looks like a mini Christmas tree.
Well, the man looks happy about it. I don't think the woman is too happy about their new Christmas trees. That's funny. I guess the man didn't want to go back outside and get another Christmas tree. Thanks for joining me today on What's Next.
Well, friends, have you thought of your answer? What is one of your Christmas traditions?
Maybe it is setting up a Christmas tree or giving cards to your friends and family. Well, friends, we hope that you will join us again, and that is right here on
Let's Talk in English. Goodbye.